50 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, and all kinds of, just really one item on the agenda tonight, but it's a big one, so it should be an interesting meeting. And I know that 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, if you have questions or comments or want to enter into the discussion. And you can also tweet us at 1350KMAN. But back to the good old rental inspection, what to do about it. And Ron, I know there's been a lot of meetings and lots of comments from the public, and some rather interesting ones, and here it is tonight. So.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you. Yes, this is a subject matter that's been discussed a lot. You know, this commission restarted the discussion late in 2015, actually, and then we had several work sessions on the item last year. That kind of culminated last fall in the establishment of a stakeholder focus group of different entities and parties that had landlords, it had K-State folks, mm-hmm. it had rental
right.
occupants and community groups. And so they really tried to buckle down and look at some where were some common ground and where were there still some disagreements, and came up with several recommendations. And, of course, we had a work session with the City Commission back in December, and then their goal-setting retreat in January. And the commission gave us direction to go ahead and draft an ordinance for consideration. There's a lot of aspects to this ordinance, trying to get input from all sides and speak to all of those issues. And so what is recommended in this first reading of this rental registration ordinance, it is a registration-based program where the rental property owners register their units that are rentals, and but there's no fees for these particular licenses, and they would not have to be updated annually, only when ownership changes. So once it's registered, then you can register all your properties on one form. It can all be done online. So we're trying to streamline it and modernize it as much as possible with some key contacts. If the owner lives outside of the area, we do ask that there be a contact person or an agent within a 60-mile radius of the community. There are some proposed penalties for failure to register the property. Again, we've tried to keep those fairly light, but they're kind of in line with some of our normal city ordinances. And so those are the aspects of primarily the focus side of that, and then there's a big education effort as well associated with this, really trying to put a lot of education information out there. I understand we have a phone call.
Yes, we do. Welcome to In Focus, and your question or comment for the city manager and mayor. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I like to catch you early in the show when you're bright and fresh. I'm wondering, is this rental inspection thing, is this because we've had a lot of problems, or is this created by some past members on the commission that we think we need that? And I know there's been comments that, well, the police need to know who lives there if they go there. Well, how in the world are they going to know that night if there's a deal? How's the fire department going to know who lives there? If maybe nobody's home, maybe there's 15 people there. I think it's an imagined problem. It's probably not needed, but it's probably going to go through because you got a few people pushing it. And I know one particular commissioner wants everything registered. There's no reason to register it if you're not going to have any enforcement. Why register it? It's just so you know what's going on. It's more Snoopy government. That's all it is. It's left-wing Snoopy government. I'll listen.
Appreciate the comment, and I'm sure you've been hearing some of these comments at your meetings, and I don't know, Ron,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
The mayor.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's certainly, that opinion's been expressed previously. There's been a lot of folks that have indicated need and desire for it. And so there was, you know, one of the things I should fall back a little bit on is this registration and the inspection program is an exterior property maintenance inspection. It doesn't involve any kind of mandatory interior inspection. There are some triggers, you know, so if you have, you know, a collapsing roof or other very noticeable problems, it could potentially trigger an interior inspection if you don't correct it in a certain amount of time. One of the things I was mentioning in the education component, and so a lot of the information about the results of the inspection will be on the website, and it and all of the property maintenance components where there are issues are centered around putting those on the website, not only for the rental properties but also for homeowner, although the registration program is only for folks that have rental property. And
I guess we have a lot of interest is quite evident. And Mayor, I do want to get your take, but let's go ahead and take this call and welcome to In Focus and go ahead, please.
Well, you know, I mean, that's all, you know, stand on the sidewalk with binoculars and, you know, it shouldn't just apply to rentals if we're going to apply this thing. It should be homeowner. I mean, drive around and you'll see what I'm talking about. And don't even drive through a mobile home park. If you're going to get picky, you might as well spread it across the board to everybody. But you guys think it's right? I don't, but we'll go forward. I'll list it off there.
And Mayor, let's let you chat a little bit, too. You haven't had a chance to say
and,
your thoughts.
This is not just a commission issue. This has been off and on for at least a couple of decades, from my understanding, and it's been coming up. When something like this comes up continuously, there's a reason for it. So it's important for us to structure it such that it's palatable for everybody and not so cost prohibitive at the same time. I think we came to a good compromise on this. We're using a lot more electronics. We're using apps. We're being more intense with the education programs. And K-State has come forward and putting in a lot more education efforts on their site. We understand that's a key element to this. But at the same time, we want to know what we have in our community. So it's very simple right now. We're not trying to be intrusive. And it'll be interesting to see the way the discussion goes. But from what we hear from K-State, right from President Myers to their Student Government Association and the community members, they are satisfied with the program that's being proposed. Again, this is a first reading, so nothing's set in concrete yet. But again, we tried to simplify it such that we don't want to penalize our landlords. We don't want our property owners to feel somehow we are only against somebody else or anything of that sort. This is a safety measure. Again, we're taking a lot of, on our part, our responsibility as far as educating the community. And I think this will be better as we move along. I think people like to know what we have in our community. And once we start putting things onto our website, if somebody wants to move into Manhattan, it'll be easier for them to see what we have in Manhattan, what is registered, and make it more accessible for them. So this might benefit our landlords and our property owners that are looking for people to rent their properties. So I'm thinking of this more as a positive rather than a negative. I think this will benefit the community in the long run.
Ron, I remember covering this some years back when this also came up, and to the extent where they were having committee meetings and trying to decide what to do. And this definitely is a different plan than what they had come up with and started to put into place. And that of course, went by the wayside before it really was in place across the board.
Sure, but we had initiated a mandatory rental inspection that included interiors, and there was a fairly significant cost involved in those registration programs. And obviously, a commission then was elected that repealed that particular ordinance. And so the issue, as the mayor and you've said, have been around a long time and on aspects. So what I think there's been a lot of discussion about trying to work with something that isn't as onerous. And certainly this one would be, again, a property maintenance approach to the aspect from an exterior inspection with an ability to look and see if there's further violations if those exterior portions aren't corrected. Now, those exterior inspections are taking place for all properties, not just the rental properties, but the rental properties are those that are being registered. And a rental property would be anything that's consecutively rented for more than 30 days. So doesn't apply to bed and breakfasts and any type of hotel, motel type situation. The Airbnb thing is kind of a new era, and you know, you may have some Airbnbs that have longer than 30-day rentals, and if they would fall into that category, but we do plan to have some continuing discussions on Airbnbs in the future.
Playing devil's advocate just a little bit, one thing I've heard from some landlords in town is that there already are rules in place. Why do you need this? I mean, that's just something I throw out. I do hear that. And, you know, and that is one of the arguments, of course, that have come up, I think, at some of your meetings.
Right.
And, I think the aspect of the registration is to, you know, who is the property owner, who is the contact information that if we need to find out. It doesn't require the listing of the names of the tenants or anything like that, but it does talk about the number of units that are in that property. So that's important to know for those that might be responding to an incident there. So those are the different aspects of that. And back on the educational component of it, again, the website is proposed that it would show different aspects of what's going on out there, not only from the rental properties. It would show locations of rental properties. So if you're looking for some place to rent, it would show those. It would show some history, some if there's ongoing complaints or issues with that. And that's also going to be there for owner-occupied homes as well. The map will be comprehensive in that regard from that aspect of things. At least that's what we're proposing.
Dave's wanting to add something here too, Yusha. You'll need those
Ron, headphones. With this proposal that you're looking at tonight, what is the process if someone has a complaint, a health or safety complaint that they need to bring forward?
Well, even today with our voluntary program is if there's a health or safety issue, if there's a tenant that has a problem, they can contact us. We just have to notify the landlord and that we've been requested to make an inspection. And so part of that is just, again, educating folks on what's already in place. Mm-hmm. There's also we believe there's some benefit of folks of actually having interior inspections and posting that it's been inspected and designated by the city of meeting all the requirements. So
there's no additional changes or nothing new in the processes?
Not
for
really.
Someone.
A lot of that, other than trying to get more education out there, different venues for being able to do that. One of the things that we are proposing to is to take a more cooperative relationship versus maybe adversarial relationship with some of the landlords and giving them an opportunity, once they've had a violation, given them some opportunity, the appropriate time to correct that violation before we would post that there's a problem. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think we're trying to work with everyone to try and make things better.
I know when I was a student and majoring in Aggieville back in the 80s when I was first here, I had a problem with the house that I was living. There was a lot of mold, and we couldn't get anything done about that problem. And I've had employees here at the radio station that have come to me and said, what do you do? And, you know, the problem out there, you know, according, you know, to be contrary to our first caller this morning, there are problems that are out there still. And mine's, granted, was 30 years ago, but I've heard it just within the last few years with people that I've worked with.
Sure. And right. I think part of this aspect is to create some frequently asked questions and situations for, if you have this, what do you do?
And the education component, I think, is right. Pretty key, Mayor.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, you know, I have three children of my own, and they're all off in different areas, but they're all still in apartments still. And as a parent, when I go visit them, they've been in some really horrible places. And as a mother, I wonder, well, who's taking care of this? And until I go there, they themselves don't even notice the problem. So from that perspective, I feel like we don't have anything right now, and there's a lot of people that when they leave their child or young families coming here, moves into an apartment, they assume that we have some standards in place, and we really don't. But the other thing is we can't take the responsibility away from the tenants, and that's where the education component comes in. Knowing that they can call somebody, knowing that, you know, what you should and should not be putting down your disposal. How should you be cleaning certain things? Where do you throw away all your junk and trash? Some of them come in very naive about their own, what their rights are and what they should be doing responsibly as a tenant. So we can't say it's always a landlord's problem. The tenants also do a lot of nasty stuff, whether it's having large parties or dropping sticky stuff all over the floor or whatever it might be. And that's where the education component comes in, that they need to take responsibility. And if they do have a problem, such as mold, having something there saying, this is who you call. And if this doesn't work, then here's another step to go through. So these are all education pieces on both sides.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:20 and some interesting discussion here today. Got a couple of real good phone calls. Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350. If you want to join in on the discussion, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes